Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Clayton.
大家好，我是 Anna.
So, for the last 2 days, we've been talking about elephants, and we've learned a lot about them.
That's right. For example, what makes an elephant an elephant? Of course, it's long nose.
Right. Elephants use their long noses to take leaves down from the trees,and bring water up from the ground.
Besides, mother elephants have many helpers. The grandmothers, the aunts, they all come to help.
Right, they all look after the baby elephants.
So, Clayton, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we have two characters that are going to the zoo to see some real elephants.
Wow, so today we're going to the zoo?
Yeah. Okay, everybody, let's have a look at today's conversation.
All about the elephants. Conversation A.
Look! One elephant is holding the other elephant's tail.
With its nose. They really listen to the keeper.
It's important to train zoo elephants.
You bet.Or they could be dangerous.
Their breakfast looks delicious.
Yeah, and an elephant could eat 270 kilograms of food every day.
Wow, that's 5 sherons.
Wow, an elephant is holding the other elephant's tail.
Right, so when you hold something, that just means you grab it or you take it in your hand. But the elephants don't have hands. We'll get to that in a moment.
其实 hold 本来就是拿或者是抓或者是握的意思。不过后面我们看到一个字，还有一个叫做 tail.
Right, it's another one of the elephant's body parts.So, a tail is just something that comes from the back. Elephants have tails, dogs have tails, cats have tails, but people don't have tails.
I don't think so. 其实 tail 呢就是尾巴的意思。当然狗啊、猫啊、什么猴子啦都会有尾巴。那么现在的状况是其中一只象呢正用它的象鼻抓住另外一只象的尾巴。But how can he do that? Of course.With its nose, I've just told you.
So as we know, elephants can use their noses for many things, like holding on to the tails of other elephants.
That's right. So we can guess they really listen to the keeper, right?
Yes. The keeper is the person in the zoo who takes care of the elephants. Now the keeper can also teach the elephants to do things like...holding on to each other's tails.
I see. 所以其实我们之前有讲过动词加上 ER 呢就是做动作的这个人。那你说 keeper 是什么意思呢如果 keep 是保持难道 keeper 是保持者吗其实很特别哦。Keeper, 如果是在动物园里的 keeper, 我们叫它饲养者啦或者是管理员啦当然是喂食或者是有时候训练都由这个 keeper 来做。但是前面还有一个动词叫做 listen to.
Right.So, the elephants need to listen to the keeper. Now, sometimes we listen to someone, and that just means we hear their words. But I think the meaning here is a bit different. It means they do what the keeper tells them to do.
像我们之前有学过 listen to something, 就是听什么什么,有专注倾听的意味。比如说听音乐 listen to music.But if you listen to somebody, 变成是听某人的话。而在这里呢 ,Tony 所说的 ,they really listen to the keeper, 是他们真的很听管理员的话哦。不过哦我想问问看 Clayton, did you listen to your mother when you were young?
I did. When my mother told me to do something, of course, I would say, yes, mom, I'll do it.
所以听话就好乖乖的比较好。OK, 不过接下来啊 Sharon 就提到 It's important to train zoo elephants.
Now training is like teaching or learning, but not just your mind learns, your body learns. So when you want to play a sport well, you need to train. You need to do some exercises again and again so that your body knows how to do the sport very well.
所以在这里的 train 呢，我们跟 teach 来做一个比较。Teach 中文叫做教，而 train 呢，则是训练的意思。它有一点点反复演练，而达到熟练的一种目的。Train 就是训练。不过啊，在这里我觉得 Tony 回答的蛮妙的。他说 ，You bet， 字面上是你打赌。那 What does that mean？
Well， when you say you bet， you just mean yes or sure。
所以你可以赌哦，因为你绝对会赢的。You bet， 中文当然就叫做没错 ，You bet。
Maybe your friend will ask you, are you coming to the party tonight? And you can say, you bet. That means yes, you will go.
所以如果你要很强烈的表示 yes, 当然会咯，没有错啦，当然咯 you bet, 其实还蛮口语的。不过接下来我们看到 or, 否则的话 they could be dangerous, 可能会很危险哦。
Right, so it's important to train elephants because if you don't, they can be dangerous. Now, when something is dangerous, that means it's not safe. It might hurt you.
So, dangerous 就是个形容词，危险的。Now, Clayton, what can be dangerous?
Well, the ocean can be dangerous.
海可能会很危险。Or I can say, camping in the mountains, 露营的话 can be dangerous.
Or walking by yourself at night can be dangerous.
Or walking across the street can be dangerous.
Right. So elephants can be dangerous if they aren't trained.
没错，所以一定要好好的训练动物。接下来我们就看到早餐了 ，the breakfast.
So Sharon sees the elephant eating breakfast, and she says it looks delicious. Now she says it looks delicious because.She didn't actually eat the elephant's breakfast. She just looked at it and thinks, yes, that must be delicious.
当然啦，这个看起来如何如何一定要透过看。不过看某样东西叫做 look at something. 可是 look 再加形容词就变成看起来如何如何。后面这形容词是用来修饰主词的。早餐看起来很好吃哦。The breakfast looks delicious. 或者我也可以跟 Clayton 说 hey,Your hair looks great. 发型看起来不错哦。
Well, thank you, Anna. Now, the elephant's breakfast looks delicious, and it also looks like there is a lot of it.
That's right. 事实上是非常多 very, very much.
Because elephants can eat 270 kg of food a day.
270 kilograms for a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how they get so big, by eating a lot of food.
So that's 5 Sharons.
Yeah, so I guess if 270 kg is 5 Sharons, how much does Sharon weigh?
Sharon weigh 60 kg?
No, a little bit less.
50 something?
Yeah, maybe 55.
54?
Oh, you got it. Okay, so...5 Sharons means each Sharon weighs 54 times 5 is 270.
哦，实在是太难了，我觉得想休息一下。Let's take a break.
Good idea.
All about the elephant. Conversation B.
When elephants feel hot, they move their ears like fans.
I wish I could cool off like that.
You can try.
Hey, I don't have such big ears.
Elephants also put mud all over their bodies.
But they'll get very dirty.
Mud protects them from the sun.
Then let me put some on your face.
No!
Oh, now I know why elephants move their ears.
Because they get hot, and they move their ears like fans. Now, a fan is something you use to blow air on you. So, they move their ears like this. It can make them feel cool.
That's right. 所以 fan 呢其实就是扇子，有时候可以当电扇啦。基本上 fan 就是扇子。诶，可是 fan 好像也有迷的意思，对不对？ Can I say a sports fan or the fan of a singer?
Sure. If you are this kind of fan, that just means you really like that singer or you really like that sport.
所以蛮特别的哦，这个字本身就两个意思，迷啊，歌迷、影迷啊，什么电脑迷啊、运动迷之类的，或者它当扇子。不过前面我们看到 feel hot， 当然就字面上觉得很热。那我现在来问问看 Clayton， What do you do when you feel hot?
Well, when I feel hot, I can turn on the fan or turn on the air conditioner. It helps me to cool off. That just means it helps me to not feel hot.
当然咯，除了这个电扇 electric fan 之外呢，还可以开 air conditioner， 也就是冷气。不过其实我们看到这个大象呢用耳朵来扇风，我真的希望我能像大象一样。 I wish I could do that.
Yeah, because sometimes when you're outside and it's hot, you don't have an air conditioner and you don't have a fan. So Sharon thinks it's great that elephants can cool off with their ears.
不过 Sharon 在这里所说的是 I wish I could cool off like that. 这里的 wish 当动词就是但愿某件事情能发生，多半是没办法达成的。那其实 wish 本身还可以当名词，就是你的愿望。我来问问看 Clayton 有什么愿望。 Do you have any wish?
I wish I could fly.
You wish you could fly. Well, I wish I could win the lottery. 我希望我能赢乐透。
That would be so great.
What else do you wish?
I wish I could see my family more often. But you know, in our conversation, Sharon says she wishes she could cool off like the elephants. And so, Tony tells her to try. But she says, No, I don't have such big ears.
Wait a minute. Maybe our readers don't know what such is.
Well, we can use such in this way to mean so adjective that blah 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 blah.
如此的以至于，你的意思是说 such 就是如此的、如是的，后面加上名词修饰这个名词，所以那么大的耳朵叫做 such big ears。
So what Sharon means here is my ears are not so big that they look like an elephant's ears.
So Sharon can also say I don't have such big ears.
Exactly.
不过接下来啊，我们还看到 Tony 这时候有提到啦 ，elephants 还会做一个很特别的事情 ，put mud all over their bodies.
Oh, so mud is what you get when you take dirt and mix it with water.
Okay, 如果你了解这个 dirt 就是所谓的土，那么当你把土跟水混合之后会得到什么呢？你会得到 mud。mud 当然就是名词，就是泥巴的意思。那这个字呢，其实我们还有另外一个很常用的，从它变过去的形容词叫做 muddy, M-U-D-D-Y. So when it rains, the roads can be muddy. 下雨的时候，路上可能会有泥泞，有泥巴咯。
Right. And so when the elephants put mud on themselves, they get dirty.
Dirty. But do you really think mud is dirty?
Well, the elephants don't think it's dirty. They think it's very useful because it can protect them from the sun.
Protect? That seems like a hard word.
Well, when you protect something, that just means you keep it safe or you keep it so that it doesn't get hurt. So what it means here is the elephants put the mud on their skin and then the sun can't burn their skin.
了解了，所以大象其实是用泥巴来当所谓的防晒油或防晒乳液咯。好，回归正题， protect 就是动词，所谓的保护，可是它常常都会加一个 from。 我们这样记好了， protect A from B， 保护 A 免于 B。 那我现在来问看 Clayton， What can protect us from harm?
Well, lots of things. For example, the police can protect us from harm.
Our homes can protect us from harm.
Right, and they can also protect us from the weather.
That's right. 所以泥巴对于大象来说呢是非常重要的。
Yeah, she says, then let me put some on your face. Now when you let somebody do something, that means you say it's okay for them to do it.
Let 就是实义动词的让，让某人做某事。Let somebody do something. 注意因为是实义动词的关系，后面一定会加动词原形哦。我也可以告诉 Clayton, let me tell you how I feel about these articles. I wish I were an elephant because I could have many helpers.
Yes, it would be nice if we had some helpers. Okay, everybody, we need to go to Word Power, so don't go away.
Word Power.
Okay, last day of the elephant article. So it's our last elephant word power.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that means?
What does that mean?
Last day I get to do this.
Oh, so are you going to keep doing that?
I'll try. Okay, the first word is train. Train.
Train, 动词训练的意思。
My uncle trained his bird to talk.
我叔叔呢训练他的鸟说话，可能是一只 parrot 鹦鹉吧。
And the second word is dangerous. Dangerous.
Dangerous, 形容词危险的。
It's dangerous to play basketball in the streets.
在这个路上呢，街上打篮球是危险的。
Do you think an elephant can play basketball?
You can try next time.
I'm trying. Okay, the third word is fan. Fan.
Fan, 名词，风扇的意思，它也可以当动词。
Can you turn on the fan? It's hot in here.
你可不可以把电风扇打开啊？这边好热哦。
Okay, and the last word is wish. Wish.
Wish, 动词，希望。
Nora wishes for good grades on her test tomorrow.
Nora 希望她明天的考试会有好成绩。
I did the whole thing like an elephant.
Okay, I'll give you an award.
That's my award?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, that's all for today's Word Power. Let's take a break now.
Keep in mind.
Bill, what's wrong? You look sad.
My friend yesterday told me that my skin looks funny. I wish my skin was whiter.
Here, you can try this. It's for your skin.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I hope it works.
好呢，我们刚刚看到呢，有 wish 跟 hope。两种不同的动词用法，那同学要先注意一下 wish 呢是但愿，那后面呢它接的事情通常是比较不可能发生的事情，所以我们要用假设语气，所以动词呢要用过去式的动词，比如说 I wish I were rich， 但愿呢我能够成为有钱人，但愿我很有钱哦。那另外 hope 的话呢就是比较有可能发生的事情，所以呢 I hope it works， 希望是很有效，那我们就是接现在式的动词。
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.I hope it works.
Me too.
Yeah.
All about the elephant.
Look! One elephant is holding the other elephant's tail.
With its nose. They really listen to the keeper.
It's important to train zoo elephants.
You bet.Or they could be dangerous.
Their breakfast looks delicious.
Yeah, and an elephant could eat 270 kilograms of food every day.
Wow, that's 5 sharons.
When elephants feel hot, they move their ears like fans.
I wish I could cool off like that.
You can try.
Hey, I don't have such big ears.
Elephants also put mud all over their bodies.
But they'll get very dirty.
Mud protects them from the sun.
Then let me put some on your face.
No!
Review time.
All right, Denny, we have our review time game today, the last one of our elephant article.
So what are we going to do?
We'll play review time baseball.
Review time baseball? 棒球, what's that?
We can't do that. Oh. That doesn't help with learning English. We'll do fill in the blanks. So, three sentences, three words, and three blanks. Put the correct word into the correct blank.
我们今天要做的呢就是填充题，有三个字、三个句子、三个空格，你就把适合的字放入适合的空格当中。So, what are these words?
Well, the first one is wish. We also have you bet and fan.
有 wish, 希望 you bet, 没有错，还有 fan, 风扇。
Okay, first sentence. Peter says, today is so hot, I blank it would be cooler.
今天好热哦。I wish it would be cooler. 我希望会凉爽一点。
Right, he wants it to be cooler. Second sentence, Sarah says, let's turn on the blank, then we'll feel better.
然后呢 ,Sarah 就说 let's turn on the fan. 我们把这个风扇打开，那我们觉得就会比较舒服一点了。
Right, and we only have one more. Peter says,
oh,You bet.
Right, you bet. Okay, there you have it, our review time game. Got something more for you, so don't go away.
Living phrases.
You bet.
You bet.
This restaurant looks nice.
You bet.They have the best steak in town.
Wow. Is it very expensive?
You bet. It's a 5-star restaurant.
Well, I guess we're not having dinner here.
You bet. Let's go home and cook.